they were trying, like you was tried when you went up there. But I always had money. And I remember the last time, you know, white people get tired of things. Mr. told me, he said, Willie Mae, I talk to you like I do my children, because I was a young girl. He said, now I'm not coming to get you anymore. He said, if you go down there again, I'm going to let you stay. I said, you got whiskey all up there. He said, yes, but I can stand my folks.
Yes.
I said, thank you, yes, because I ain't got nothing.
That's right. That's right. You sure didn't have anything, did you?
He said, I don't have to have nobody to get me out.
That's right.
Yeah, he told me. It's a straight and plain. But I was nice and sure. So I didn't. They didn't carry no more. But when they, because that was the last time he had to come stockade and get me.
Yes.
He carried me down there on Saturday night. And they kept me.
Till Monday morning?
Yeah. Kept me there, and if you ain't, and nobody don't come and get you by nine, they send, fill up the patrol and send you on up to the stockade where you can get food to eat, because they don't feed you down there. And they was, he was so late coming. I called him that Sunday morning. Yeah, they rest me sad. He come and got me that Sunday. But I called him, Mr. answered, and I said, tell Mr. come and get me. I said, he got me up here to the stockade. And he said, she said, well, you didn't come to work this morning. And I don't know whether I'm coming at you or not. She said, we getting ready to go to church. I said, Miss, how could I come? And they had me locked up down here. She said, well, all right. So she told him. But he was so late getting down there, they had done sent me up to that stockade. And when just when they were getting all they lawyers and things together to try me. I left Big Mayor up there, but the rest of her with me too. And I left her up there. But when they was getting all them things together to try me, the white man hollered down from downstairs. He said, all right, Willie Mae, come on, go home. I said, goodbye.
Big Mayor goes, goodbye.
I left her there too. The white people had to get home. So I ain't been down there no more. So they get tired of those things.
Yes, that's right.
And he said, you got too good a lawyer to be like that. He said, you got too much personality and you raise well. And he said, don't take up time with people cause you to have that kind of trouble.
That's right.
So I stayed away from them drunk folks. Nothing at all. But then I'd go out. I went out, picked a guitar, and I sang, drank the little whiskey. And I come home, I got in the bed, and I woke up, I was so scared, and my heart was just looked like turning over. I was falling. I just felt myself falling. It looked like I was in no bed, and there wasn't nothing catching me. I was just falling on down. But I woke up, and I jumped up out the bed, and I sat up on side the bed. I said, well, I wonder what is that? Well, I went out the next Saturday night. When I was coming home that night, I come on home, and when I was in a vision, and this bull, great big bull, was in the front of me, standing on his hind leg, pointing at me with his front feet. And every way I turned, he turned. Looked like I couldn't get by. Well, but I kept a turning and twisting till I got run by. Well, I said, well, I'm going to go tonight, but I ain't going to drink nothing. Talking to myself, I said, I'm going to see what this is. So I went, see, God was warning me.
Right.
So he didn't show me nobody but myself. I didn't see none of them crowd I was with or drinking with.
Well, out of all those people you shot, nobody shot you?
I ain't never been fake in my life. Nobody never whooped me. But mama, and I let her done it because she's my mama.
Yes.
My dad ain't never hit me.
No.
But anyway, I
went back the next night.
Yeah, but I wouldn't drink no whiskey. I didn't drink no whiskey. I didn't drink no beer. I just picked the guitar a little bit and sang the blues. Well, I come home.